Hello, thank you for joining us today as we observe the pothead in his natural habitat, the man cave. This particular pothead is going to attempt to flip the Stundenglass as many times as he can while he does a podcast. Let's observe.
Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and today I decided we're going to see how many flips of the Stundenglass I could do. That's right, baby. Whoa, there it goes. Stundenglass to start off the show. So basically, what we're going to do is see how many Stundenglass flips I could do. This is Masiku's frozen lemons shatter. It is delicious. Here we go.
Flip number one is underway, and the pothead seems satisfied. Oh, his eyes widen, and then he exhales. Flip number one.
That's a one flip. Oh, so tasty.
Moving quickly into flip number two, the pothead inhales. Oh, yes, the obligatory sexual snort of a satisfied stoner as he tries to inhale as much as possible.
Dude, it gets to be a lot right away. That's two flips. And we're losing out on it here because the dab's going
and
away.
Flip number three, though it lacks in density and quality of smoke, the pothead is still intent on inhaling every last little
three
bit.
Three flips.
With this half flip, we start to see the effects of the Stundenglass as we are now at 3.5, not three flips.
Four flips.
The completion of another half flip, we have a total of four flips, and the pothead seems to be much more comfortable in his environment. Here we go for flip 4.25. That's right, I think he might be a little delusional about how much smoke is in that glass.
4.5 flips. I don't count that as a full one because it was, like, you know, pretty well gone. Excuse me. Oh, man, it's so tasty. That's the beauty of the Stundenglass, man. You do a dab in it. Eventually, I'm going to get an e-nail because doing it with a banger and having to light it every time is going to be a pain in the ass. But for now, that's what I've got, and that's what I'm going to do. So I thought what we would do is we would smoke some concentrates. I could tell you what they're all about, and I'd tell you all the stupid shit that people have said to me at the shop that I think is absolutely insane. Because, you know, potheads like to talk. Potheads like to say dumb things. Potheads also like to think that they are the most amazing at everything all the time, right? When it comes to weed or weed smoking or knowing weed or understanding weed or being around weed, every pothead really thinks that they are the number one go-to source, resource for marijuana. Sorry, I'm coughing because, like, it's a lot to take that you don't even know, man. The Stundenglass, if you don't know, if you're listening to this, is a gravity bong, okay? Basically, you have this device that sits on your table. Also comes with a wall mount with it, which I think is cool as shit. Put it in the garage like an oil change. Bing, 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 bing. So you have a centerpiece that's black with the Stundenglass logo. You have an arm. If you're not watching this, I'm just describing it. You have an arm that holds that black piece. That's the centerpiece for the gravity bong. On either side or either end, you have two glass orbs. Those two glass orbs, one of them has water and one of them fills with smoke. As you flip it, it's like a pendulum. It, like, rotates on, you know, one axis. So it rotates up and down, like up and down. And as you rotate it, the water goes in, pushes the pulls the smoke in from the banger, or the, if you do like herb, like regular dry, sorry, regular flower, dude, this sets in so fast, it's fucking ridiculous. Excuse me. But basically, when you flip it, it forces the smoke into your face hole. So if you're looking for, like, a real nice blast of, you know, weed, and I find concentrates, I've said this in one of the last two episodes, concentrates are the better way to go with it, just because the flavor is there. If you smoke herb in it, basically what happens is you end up, because you light it, and then the function of the gravity bong pushes water down and pulls air in, acts like a vacuum. And so even once it's already burnt, it just keeps burning. And the next thing you know, you have like two full flips at least of just burnt weed that's not fun to take. So I stay away from flour. People use it for hookah too. I could see how people would like it for hookah because you could pass it around. It's got a big long hose on it to take inhales with. Yeah, it's one of my favorite toys for sure. I've been smoking it probably way too often lately because my head just basically flatlines. It's not like the best look, you know? But yeah, it is super fun to do. So I thought just for one kickoff episode, we'd see how many flips I can do while I talk about the dumb shit people have told me. That's right. And this way, this sesh is just a straight up concentrate sesh. So you can get an idea of like what concentrates are really good and which ones to sort of stay away from. So the ones that we're smoking through right now, the first one I just did there was Masiku Frozen Lemons. It's shatter, 1 gram. I threw out the package a long time ago. But I think it was like 79 or 83%, somewhere in there. It smokes higher than it is. A lot of these ones where they, a lot of these craft cannabis places where they make like only a few different variations of their main three strains, their concentrates seem to be like way better and way stronger. Like the guys that make an abundance of them tend to be less potent, like right around, they still match the numbers, but they're never higher. They're always the same or a little lower. You know what I mean? Whereas stuff like Masiku, they nail it. They're above every time. Green Seal and Flower, same thing, like matches or goes higher. Like, but yeah, I really enjoy concentrates for their potency. As you can tell, because now I'm already rambling. That's right. Five flips? 4.5? 5.5? I don't know. I'll count after and put up the numbers. but yeah, that's one hell of a way to start the show. You don't even know how hard it is to stay on track, because staying on track is like bullshit at this point. Your brain's just all over the fucking place. It's totally like done. Ew. Man, I'm having like bad luck with this concentrate situation. This thing just spit up in my mouth. Ew, that's disgusting. All right, let's put that down for a bit. And let's talk about the concentrates we're going to smoke. So like I said, we did the frozen lemons. That is always an awesome hit. It's a sativa. I find that it gets you up and talkative and keeps you social. But when you crash, when the crash comes in, you crash like big time. You know, sorry, this little vape thing burnt my fucking tongue. There we go. That's better. Yeah. So that's the one sativa that I have. And I've also got Galactic Runts by Tribal, which is what I just tried. What I just bought. I just tried it. It's more of like a wax. Not a wax. Sorry. It's more of like an oil. It's a little more runny. Let's see. Can I show you what this looks like? Maybe. Yeah, you might be able to see it. So at the top there, you should be able to see it, hopefully. And yeah, it's like there's crystally in the middle and then more liquid around the sides. But this one is straight indica. It's Galactic Runts. It tastes kind of, I don't even know, sweet, berry, not citrusy though. It's got that more, I guess, like tropical punch kind of flavor to it in a way. Yeah. Kind of like that. Anyway, this one's 79.9%. It's a full spectrum live rosin, live resin. It is pretty awesome. If you pair it with something else, like let's say what I did the other day with the fresh frozen hash rosin by Nugs, which is Turple. It is, total terps are 8.3%. It's 73.5% THC, no CBD. But this stuff, I don't know if I have much of this left. No, very little. So I've only got a little dab of that one left. So that's the Nugs Turple there. Oh, wait, let's see if you can see it there. That way you might be able to see it better. That one's really good too, but it's not as good. And it's a hybrid. Does it say if it's indica? Yeah, it is a hybrid. And Turple is a really light hybrid. But again, very tasty, very fruity, very much like berries. And then we have my favorite one from Nugs, which is the Indica Slaps. It's 6.1% terps. It's 75.6% THC. and it is 0.4% CBD. Now, this one, if I'm correct, it is from Pheno number 25. That is my favorite phenotype, period. It's especially from Nugs. In this one, it's super citrusy, it's indica. It gets you lifted up for like an hour and a half, and then that last half hour, maybe two, last half hour at the hour and a half to 2 hour mark, boom, you start to crash, and it's like perfect for sleep. But here's the thing with Nugs and their fucking live resin. If you smoke it again, you get right back up, baby. Just picks you right back up. Yeah, it's awesome. So when I paired these all together, because I have tried that definitely a few times, I first put the Turple and the Galactic Runts together. Man, the flavor in that, you're like, it's like it, this is candy. It's candy 100%, straight up candy. It is delicious. They're all a gram. And they're all amazing, yeah. And then when you put, so if you put the Indica slaps, the Pheno number 25, in with the Galactic Runts, dude, I'm telling you, it's like a drunk high. It's a combination of the two. Like you go to the fridge to get a sausage, and like you just accidentally move an extra couple steps to the left. You know what I'm saying? It's a great time if you have nothing to do. 'Cause like, don't do that when you got other people around. Do that on your own to have a fun time. Like, you know, like Tom Cruise in his underwear, as you and the slaps and fucking Galactic Runts together. Yay! That's what I'm talking about. So those are the three that I've tried on a pretty regular basis. And then I have this one, which I threw away, and it is, oh man, I gotta remember because I threw away the fucking package. It is Astrolabs. What is it called? Astrolabs something live rosin. No. Cold cured rosin. It's a cold cured rosin. Anyway, it looks like this, okay? And it is whoop, fell. There we go. So it's like this, okay? So that thing there is an indica, a hybrid leaning indica. It is definitely not one that you want to smoke when you're gonna go do things. It's definitely one that you want to smoke when you're just hanging out at home watching a movie, or you know, playing video games or doing whatever you do. But basically, don't do it when you go out, because you will pretty well be stuck in whatever seated position you end up in. If you go to a bar, you'll be there all night. Like 2 o'clock comes, you're like, nope, I'm sleeping right here and I'm staying. That's how that's gonna work, okay? So I figured we would go through and try all of those. Now, as you can see, there's still a little bit of the Masiku frozen lemons in there. So I'm just gonna heat it up a little bit again to like take another dab. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even take it, just finish it. If I get this little, just a little warm, I should be able to clear out the rest. I should be able to clear out the rest of the resin that's in there. Sorry, my little thing just, there we go. See, this is what I'm talking about. Let's do this. A little thinking music. There we go. Heat it up. There we go. It's starting to smoke. Okay. So I probably heated that up a little bit too much. But yeah, so now what we do is again throw the cap on, flip her over, boom. Anything coming? No. Nothing's coming. All right. So, pothead moment number one. Booyah. That's what I'm saying. See? That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So, what should we smoke then, man? What do you guys want to smoke? What do you want to smoke? What do you want to smoke? Do you want to smoke a little, you know what? Let's do the Galactic Runts. Okay. But first things first, right? First things first. Okay. Galactic Runts, and we'll do the rest of the Turple. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then we'll talk about some of the dumb shit that I hear in the shop. And you can watch what happens to me when you smoke the right stuff at the right time or the right things together. Now, granted, if you're new to this, this would seem like an excessive amount. Now, it is. This is excessive. You don't need to do this. I'm doing this because I have tomorrow off, and I thought this would be a fun podcast idea to show you what it's like to do concentrates on, like, another level. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Here we go. Look at that. Oh, that's so gooey. Yummy, yummy. Okay, so now we've got our turple. There we go. We've got our turple and our galactic runts all stuck together, looking all delicious. Okay, maybe I'll grab a little bit more there, the galactic runts. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to heat that banger up, right? Yeah, it's still not too hot. Okay, so we're going to heat this banger up. I really should have done that after. Okay, hold on. All right, we're going to heat this banger up. Here we go. Boom. Heat it up again. So we'll heat it up for, like, let's count out, I don't know, 30, 29, 28. And then we'll start, like, once this is warmed up again, what we'll do is I'll take a hit and I'll tell you about some of the silliest things that I hear at the shop. Because quite honestly, it makes me laugh. And my favorite ones are, well, we'll talk about those first because it's a good lead-in to how people sort of view their knowledge of weed, especially when they consider themselves, you know, a long-time smoker. There's this weird underlying, like, competitive aspect of weed smoking. You know what I mean? Like, no one can just be like, cool, man, you smoke weed, I smoke weed too. It's always like, hey, come smoke weed with me. I'll smoke you out. I'll smoke you under the couch. You can't handle what I got. You know, you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. It's always some macho bullshit, but it's funny because it doesn't just come from guys. It comes from, like, anybody that's a pothead. It doesn't matter. They're all like, I can outsmoke you. You can't handle me. No shit. I don't care. I just want to get high. But at the same time, look at what I'm doing. I'm seeing how many flips of the Stunden glass I can do. I don't know if that's still good. Jesus. Okay. So, here we go. All right. That should be good and heated up. Okay, so galactic runts and turple going into the Stunden glass. Here we go. Any time now. Yep. There you go. Boom. Look at that.
With a total of 1.25 flips.
It's so pretty.
At this point
it's
in the episode,
so pretty.
The pothead is now going to commence.
Pretty. Flips. Look at that. That's some nice bubblage going on there. All right, so here we go. Another set of flips.
And starting the second round of Stunden glass flips with galactic runts might be the most exciting thing this pothead has done all
week. That was a good
week.
One. Oh, dude, there's like pineapple in that. It tastes like pineapple. Yeah, I definitely taste pineapple in that galactic runt.
Flip number 6 is underway as the galactic runts fill the pothead's cranium, and we are at 6.25 flips for the episode.
Uh-huh. That's the good stuff, my friend. Okay, give me a second. I'm going to do the rest of that. That's... If you're watching, that's 2 more full flips. There's about to be a third one coming up. I just wanted to cover up the concentrates that I had out so that they don't dry out. There we go. Okay. Jesus. All right. There we go, another one.
Moving on to flip number 7, we start to see a level of intensity not yet displayed by this particular pothead as he tries to fill his lungs to capacity.
That was a really bad noise, though. That means it was like not, it was too full. The weed
like
smoke is spilling out over my lungs. I mean, out of my
tries
lungs.
Tries to mitigate the effects of the Stunden glass by sipping water from his trusty water
bottle. One of the things that I really like about the Stunden glass is that You get high so fast. And it lasts for a long time.
Accompanying flip number 8 is the old adage, if you don't cough, you don't get off.
Dude. Yep. Jesus. I'm sorry for all the coughing. I should have like gargled or some shit. All right. I was a half. Here's another halfsie. I had very little of that bowl because, as you heard, dude, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. But if you're watching it, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
In an attempt to further test his lung capacity, the pothead gives the Stunden glass one more purposeless flip.
Oh, that was a bad one. Okay, I gotta give my lungs a break for a minute. That was like another, what, 4 or 5 flips?
With 2 more quarter flips, we are now at 8 3/4
flips. I wonder how long I can go total before I just pass the fuck out. I'm gonna have to take a break, like a tolerance break, after this episode. Because once I'm done smoking this, dude, nothing's gonna do it. Which brings me, oh Jesus.
Those last 2 flips seemed to test
which brings
the head's limits. We do not know
to
how
the
he
first
react. Let's observe.
So, I may have gone on a coughing fit for like, I don't know, maybe about 5 or 6 minutes. So I'm just getting back from that. That's why it just kind of cut off for a second there. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, those last few flips were, whew. Those ones took me out of the situation for a minute. I didn't get too high. It's literally been like 5 minutes. I just couldn't stop. I couldn't stop coughing. It was so much. Right now, my head feels like it's in a fishbowl. Like, behind my ears here feels like it's full. It's underwater. And all I hear is like, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking high. I just had like 8 flips in a matter of, it was like 23 minutes or something like that. I don't know. I'm counting them out. So by the end, we'll total it. But dude, those last couple, I think I burnt that dab a little too much. I think I put it in too hot because it hit me in the back like, damn, you know? Whew, I had to take a minute. Okay. So, what I was going to talk about was the things that people say to you in a pot shop. They, like, realistically, I guess like I was saying a minute ago, okay? Potheads have this weird kind of, they have this weird, like, competitiveness about smoking weed. You know what I mean? They always want to one-up each other. They always tell each other how much, like, hey, man, I've been smoking. Hey, how long have you been smoking? Oh, I've been smoking since I was, like, you know, 17. Oh, so yeah, 22 years? Cool, man. I got 25. Like, that kind of shit, you know? Or, like, how much you can smoke at once, you know? I'm not really into that. I just thought this would be fun. And, dude, I am ripped right now. Like, if you want to know what concentrate high looks like, hello. Because, dude, I had to take a 5-minute break for the cough. I think I told you that already. I don't know. I'm really high right now. So let's talk about some silly shit that people say to me at the shop. There's always the dude. My favorite dude is always the guy that comes in and he's like, bro, you know, I've been smoking weed so long, I can't get high anymore, bro. I don't get high. This is ridiculous, okay? If you can't get high, it's because you've been smoking the same type of weed for way too long. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta branch out. And generally, you find when guys say that to you, you find out that, like, there are a few that weed just doesn't affect them that way. And I get it, but then why spend money on it, right? Where was I going? Yeah. So, like, you know, the guys that say I can't get high, yes, you can. You just gotta smoke better stuff, man. Like, instead of going for that, like, you know, cheap daily special joint, branch out, spend an extra $7, get something else from, like, you know, a craft brand or, you know, somebody, not one of the big mass producers, because they overproduce. You need one of the smaller brands that costs maybe like mid-30s. Try that guy. And then tell me you can't get high. Because if you can't, then there's, you're just not made for weed. And you shouldn't waste your money on it. But I used to. Well, you know, some, maybe you need a break. Maybe you need a tolerance break. I don't know. But don't tell me you can't get high. Because I could definitely get you high. On the picks that I have, there's very few people that come back and tell me, like, oh, that didn't do anything. I think maybe 4 times, you know, especially if, like, you're, if you smoke similar to me. If you're more of an indica smoker, then cool, man. Like, I can tell you how to get high with a bunch of different strains, because I smoke weed every day. And apparently, I hit the student glass a lot. Dude, my face is warm right now. Like, oh, warm. I'm so high. And then there's the dudes that come in and they're like, hey man, what's your best bud? And you go to tell them, okay, this is the worst part. You go to tell them, they walk in, you're like, hey man, what can I get you? I'm like, okay, what's your best bud with the highest THC, bro? And you're like, okay, it's, you know, this stuff, whatever it is at the time, right? Okay, man, cool. You know what? I'm just going to go with, like, GMO cookies by spinach. That's what I'm going to do, man. You're like, what? How do you ask me what the best thing is and then go for, like, bargain weed? You know? I don't know. I have to say, though, a lot of the, like, bargain weed companies have stepped up their game a little bit. A lot of their stuff is getting better on average. But it's still, it's not, like, you want good weed. If you're buying a pre-roll and you're buying the pre-roll for $7, buy the one that's 16. You know what I mean? It'll make it that much different. It'll make it that much better. And yeah, it'll just make it that much better. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm so high. Have you ever done this many flips of a student glass in a row? Because I don't know. And then dudes that come in all the time, and they're like, so every day, you get a delivery once a week, okay? And every day they come in. So what's new today? Same thing as yesterday, man. Until later in the week, it's the same thing. You know, there's no, like, it's not a guy's garage. There's no daily pickup. The only daily pickup is your daily pickup, man. That's all that's happening here. So whatever you come in for, there's the same thing you had yesterday. It's the same variety as today, you know? And I don't understand how people don't get it. Because, like, potheads go to the pot shop a lot. Just saying, dude. Come on now, right? Or the people that are always like, yo, man, I want the percentage, the highest percentage. And you're like, so, like, okay. Everything is pretty high now, though. That's the problem. That's what makes that statement kind of dumb. Because at any level, at any, whether it's, you know, more cost effective, or whether it's a little more expensive, their percentages are matching each other. The difference is that when you're buying like a plant, what am I saying, dude? Do you know how high I am right now? Holy fuck. And I'm trying to keep my phone open so I know what the other dumb things are, because I wrote them down because I knew this was going to happen, man. Okay. So what was I talking about? The percentages. Yeah. So then they come in, they're asking all about, oh, well, you know, I want like 34%, I need like 40%. Yeah, sure, dude, no problem, we got that. Oh no, I've had that, it doesn't do anything. I'm like, I've had the same one, it does everything. It makes you as high as anything could, you know? Yeah, I feel like some people, like sometimes it's more of a, like I said, a competitive thing. So people are trying to make themselves like sound better, and it's like, dude, I don't care. Like, If you get high, you get high. You know? If you don't get high, why are you buying weed? Like, what is the point of this? Because the point of weed is to, like, affect you in a positive way, ideally, right? Ugh. And then for, if you have no, I don't get it. All right. Oh, yeah, this one's the best one. I think this goes along with the first one I said, but, like, I've had so many people, bro, I've been smoking for, like, 20-plus years. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. I love that. I love those guys. All the guys that come in and tell you, like, you know, since I've been growing it since the 70s, man, I know what I'm doing. But then you watch them buy, like, the cheapest, not necessarily best cultivated product. And you have to question, you know, how good their understanding of what weed is. But there's always the problem that, not problem, but there's always the difference, I guess, that every system, every person's system is different. So, like, you know, Jack Herrera doesn't do anything for me. Like, it doesn't get me high. I don't particularly like the strain. Everybody generally says, what the fuck, when that happened? I'm like, it's true. Every time I've had it, nothing. Same thing with, like, Jean Guy. I'm just not, that's not my strain, you know? But then there's a lot of people that are like, dude, that's the shit. And I'm like, I question your capability to discuss with me what is really good weed and what is not good weed. You know what I'm saying? Especially when every day all you're doing is learning about the new strains, where they're coming from, what they do, and then ultimately you end up buying it to test it so that you could tell everybody what it's like, right? Because you have to have those answers. People want to know when they come to get high, like, they're, what am I going to feel like? It's generally, how do I want to feel, right? So when people are just, oh, I do this, so dumb. Oh, I had one, dude. I've never had to deal with a vegan person before, and, like, not that I care what you do, but it is fairly frustrating to deal with somebody that has such specific, needs, you know, or specific dietary needs, because I never thought, and this is on me, but I never thought to look into, like, what gummies are made without gelatin and, like, what gummies vegans can eat or whatever the deal is, right? I never thought to look into it. So this vegan person comes in and she's getting it. And I was getting frustrated because I had to keep running back and reading ingredients and showing her stuff. And I'm like, part of me is thinking, like, shouldn't you know? Like, if you need these specific things before you come into the shop, shouldn't you know what you want, what you need, you know? Like, you shouldn't be asking me these questions. Then at the same time, I'm thinking, yeah, you kind of should be. I should also know this. So it's an annoying question. It was an annoying situation that I finally reflected on and was like, oh, okay, never mind. It's me. I'm being a dink. But still, it's kind of frustrating. I feel like you both have a part in it, you know? Like, I should learn more about the product that I'm selling so I have an answer, right? Just like I have an answer for somebody that needs CBD for something. But you should also know, to a certain extent, what you need and what you can have. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. Oh, the best one, dude, the best one. Okay. This one time, Good Supply was selling Pineapple Express in two different variations in vape carts. So you could buy it in half gram or full gram, right? And this guy comes in and he goes, yeah, I want a gram of Pineapple Express, Good Supply cart. I go, okay. And he goes, but I want 2 half grams. I was like, what? I go, why? He goes, because I want the whole gram, but I want 2 half grams. And I go, but those are, like, whatever, 20 bucks a piece, like double the price, where you could get the full gram in one cart for, like, I think at the time it was 30 bucks. Like, what are we talking about here? You know, maybe not double the price, but you see what I'm saying, right? And he's like, no, two of them. Like, what? I mean, I was trying to help you out and save you a little bit of money, but like, oh my God, man. People get caught up, and I think part of it is that because people come to the shop high sometimes, and you could tell, or they're just coming down, and you're like, dude, what are you doing? You know, the process of them trying to like interact about what they know about weed, sometimes it's better to listen to your bud tender. Not in all cases, but in our shop for sure. Oh yeah, speaking of vape carts, I remember this one guy came in and he was asking for this one person said, he goes, do you have this I don't know, it was some like strawberry flavored vape, and I go, no, sorry, it's, we're out. he goes, why? I go, what do you mean why? Cuz it's a store. And he goes, yeah, but like, you didn't have it last time I was here, and then like, you just ran out now with this one? And I go, well, yeah, like, it's, we got our order a couple days ago, so, you know, people buy them. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. He's like, but how do you run out? I go, well, you see, we take the product, and then we sell it at the cash, and we give it to the person, and they take it home, and then we have none left. We've done our job. And he couldn't get it. I was like, dude, I don't know what to tell you here. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of different people that forget that retail is fucking retail. Like, you, it's still a business. Like, we still have to, there has to be a transaction here, you know? I don't know. If you didn't call in and buy it, like, over the, like, internet or whatever, or I can't help you. I don't even know what to say to that. Oh, man. Okay, here's a good one. So, you know how you get, like, a vape cart? Well, we've had a couple situations where people come back with their vape cart, like, the pen for the vape cart, and it's detached at the top, like the top of the pen where the cart screws in. It, like, how do you, well, it's still on the cart, and there's wires and everything hanging out of the pen. And I remember somebody bringing it up, and I go, well, how, like, do you ever ask how long these people have left? Like, how long has the pen been on, like, the cartridge been on the pen? You know, like, has it been like a day, 2 days, a week, a month, a year? What? You know, and like, everybody's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay. So finally I saw somebody with it, because I've been told this other time, I've been told about it, but this time I saw it. This guy comes in and he explains it to me, and I go, hey man, how long did you leave the card on for? And he goes, oh, I leave it on all the time. I go, is it possible? I go, you keep it in your pocket, it heats up, and then throughout the day, you know, a little bit of liquid leaks out into the battery part of the pen, and now as like you go to unscrew it, you haven't taken it off, and it's acting like a glue and holding the pen together, and now instead of screwing the cartridge out, you're actually just screwing off the top of the pen. Is that not a possibility? And everybody's just like, wait, yeah. It kind of is. I'm like, I bet you it is. People just think you can leave that. You can't. You're better off to separate it. That's why it comes with those little rubber stoppers and everything. It's so that you can, you know, do your thing with it and then leave it so it doesn't get stuck to shit. That's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to help you out, you know. All right. Oh, and then my other favorite interaction. Okay, I'm going to do this one more time. I don't know if you feel like this is enough flips, but dude, I am so high right now. It is ridiculous. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not matching two more together. That's crazy pants. I don't even know what I just did for the last 17, 20 minutes. Okay. But I'm going to flip this thing and try not to die. Okay. Do I need that big a piece? No. Well, is that okay with you guys? Well, we'll see, I guess, right? If you don't like it, you can put it in the comments. Dude, I am so high. Okay, here we go. Some more flips. Ready? Doing a pot. What? No, that's. Doing a dab. Doing a dab. Da dab, 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 dab. I'm just saying, we're doing a dab. You want to do a dab? Come, do a dab. All right. Student glass dab. There we go. Okay. So now we'll let it cool down for a second. As what was the last thing we were talking about here? Oh, yeah. The dudes that come in and tell you everything they know about weed, and then they buy the cheapest thing on the shelf. Like, how do you expect credibility? You know what I mean? You have to, if you're going to come in all hot about how, you know, extensive your knowledge of weed and experience with weed is, like, you got to come with some good shit. And then I watch these guys go, oh, yeah, no, I'll just take this because it's the cheapest. Like, why, man? Buy something good, you know? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get why all of a sudden it seems like as I've gotten older and more chill, the more potheads I meet that like they have this real competitive edge to them about how much they can smoke weed or how much weed they can smoke. And like, it's bananas to me, you know? What's going on here? Are we gonna... Oh, it's not even close to hot enough. What am I doing? All right, well, then we'll just do this. We'll do...
It appears our weary pothead is attempting round number 3 of the Stundenglass flips, starting us off for this final round with a total of 8 3/4 flips. Let's see if the pothead
can complete his task. So this one is the Astrolabs Cold Cured Live Resin. I forget what flavor it is, but I'll tell you, it's pretty delicious.
As he commences flip number 9, we see that not even the most seasoned pothead is removed from the adverse effects of the Stundenglass paired with marijuana.
I hope you can see the smoke on these flips, man. They're delicious. It's amazing.
Quickly moving into flip number 10, we are at a total of 10 3/4 flips for the episode.
I hope you can also hear the water if you're not watching this.
Bubbling through a half flip, we have now achieved 11 flips for the episode, and the pothead continues to test his lung capacity.
Yeah, man.
With another pointless flip, our subject continues to try to expand the containment capabilities of his chest cavity.
Stundenglass is the way to go to smoke concentrates. You get all the flavor. All of it. It's full flavor all the time. Oh, so, you know what? I feel like we need to heat this up again. Whoa, don't fall over, man. Don't fall. I need to heat this up again to finish it off. Let's see what happens here. Because I don't know how many flips I took, but I feel like you deserve a few more. And I feel like there's still a little
with a total extra of 11 1/4 flips for the episode, the pothead now realizes he cannot leave any bits or pots of his prey behind. In an effort to not let any go to waste, the pothead then begins to reheat the banger in order to finalize the consumption of his prey.
And we flip and dip. Flip and dip and flip. There, look at that. She's full again. Oh, God. I can't believe I'm doing this, man.
Flip number 12 is full and hearty, and the pothead seems resigned to potentially bursting at the seams with ingestion.
It's still good. Like, even when you light it the second time, brah.
Flip number 13. Hearty and full like flip number 12. Difference is, the pothead seems to have acquired a burst of energy.
Oh. Okay, I need a cup of water. A cup of water? A sip of water. Before I take this last one. My throat is so dry right now. Dude, this is so good. Studentglass, I'm telling you. 10 out of 10. Look at that. There's still a little more flippy doo to do.
With two more half flips, the pothead seems content to exceedingly fill his belly as he does not know when he will next more. See a meal such as this. With two more nonsensical flips, our pothead seems to be pushing himself further into a delusional reality of gumdrops and flavored colors.
Dude, this is my favorite thing. For smoking weed, the student glass is my favorite fucking thing. So, yeah, that many hits I took. And none of that is bullshit. That's actually what I took. But I couldn't do that the first time I took it. The first time I took it, I think two flips did me in. I was just blotto. And I've been smoking weed every day for 20 plus years. Okay. I've smoked poppers. I've smoked it all different ways. You know what I'm saying? So I know what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can help you understand how to get high, man. Especially if you're saying that you don't know how. Or you can't anymore. That's bullshit. I could get you high. I guarantee it. My selections would help you to the max. You'd find great pleasure in the things that I smoke. Because I try everything. And I discard the not so good. Quality over quantity, baby. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, so those are some of the silly things that people say at the shop that kind of like bring out the bravado of potheads. Because people always think that like we're just relaxed and like whatever, man, nothing matters. Well, I'll tell you what does matter, how much weed you can smoke compared to someone else. That's what matters. Or how much you know about weed compared to someone else. Yeah, so those are my thoughts off the stem for this week. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. I hope I didn't fade too much in the middle of that, because like, whoa, that last one was like a nice little pop-up. But yeah. Hope you, next time you can, you know what, if you play this again, you can try and flip along with me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, next week on Thoughts Off the Stem. I hope you come back. Where? On Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Good Pods, Podchaser, Pandora. Did I say Spotify? Anchor? Yeah, anywhere you get a podcast. It's out there, baby. Until next time. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to check out tots420.com. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby.
Our subject has completed 14 and a half student glass flips while continuing to podcast for over 48 minutes. Now, I don't know about you, but this is not a feat that I could consider completing in this lifetime. I hope you enjoyed this session, and I hope you come back for all things marijuana. And don't forget to check out tots420.com for weed facts, dude for real facts, and a couple laughs. I hope you enjoy your week, and we'll see you next time on Thoughts Off the Stem.